The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Wherever you are on this lovely planet,
We're welcoming you to our show.
The name of the show is Being Here, and it's all about being in your life, not doing your life, but being there for your life. And today, we're going to be talking about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal with our guest, Dr. Larry Emner.
And we love Dr. Larry. He's been on our show several times before, and he's a very popular guy on the show. People love having him, so we are very honored to have him back. Before we give you his bona fides, let's just talk for a moment about setting yourself up to get the most
from this show. You'll get the most from this show if you listen to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking. Rather than agreeing with it or disagreeing with it or saying, I already know that, see if you can, well, in Zen they call it beginner's mind. See if you can operate as though everything that's coming in is new and you just hear it. Let yourself hear it. It'll pull you into the moment, and by God, if you get into the moment, your life will transform. There are three simple ideas or principles to instantaneous transformation, which is our trademark, and that is anything you resist will persist and it will dominate your life. The second one is you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now, like right now, because you can only be listening to this radio show if you are. And the third is that anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself in the moment you see it.
That's our three basics. We love to start with those. Shall we?
We finish each other's sentence.
We love to start with that as well, because otherwise you start going, whoa, his voice changed.
Right.
Let's talk about Dr. Larry for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Emner is a board-certified internist, pulmonologist at the American Board of Internal Medicine, and recognized by his peers as a diplomat in the American College of Chest Physicians since 1996. He did his medicine and pulmonary training at Cleveland Clinic from 79 to 84, so he's been doing this for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
And has practiced both hospital-based and office-based pulmonary medicine in San Diego since 1984. See, here we got married. He's been doing it for a while. He holds a PhD in microbiology from the University of Pittsburgh and an MBA from California State University, et cetera, et cetera. I love him. Let's have him on because Shia loves him too.
That's right.
Dr. Larry, you there?
Thank you very much. Very nice introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being on the show with us again.
My pleasure.
So how's life been since last time we saw you in Costa Rica?
My life has been incredible. As a pulmonary critical care physician, we're always under unbelievable amounts of stress trying to get through the day and keeping everybody healthy. Before this last trip to Costa Rica, I would tend to internalize all the stress, and it would, let's say, really affect my day in a negative way. And after this last trip to Costa Rica, there's all these things flying around me, but I don't internalize it. I'm able to deal with it more effectively, and I've been a better doctor.
That's great. That's really great. So, You have some good stuff for us all about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal. Why don't you just start with your top?
Well, one of my favorite, herbs that I like and minerals is magnesium. And the reason why is magnesium is a very calming mineral. And if you take it as a supplement, it can actually help you with sleep. It'll help calm you down during the day. And I usually supplement with 100 to 200 milligrams a couple times a day. The other advantage of magnesium is a lot of diabetics tend to have magnesium deficiencies, and by supplementing with a little bit of magnesium, that actually helps them metabolize their blood sugars better.
So, what's the difference between magnesium and magnesium glycinate, or is there any?
Well, magnesium, it comes as a salt, so there's a lot of different forms. There's a magnesium glycinate and maleate and magnesium oxide. If you take magnesium oxide, the problem with that is it's cathartic, and you'll be going to the bathroom all day. But if you take it as a salt, the maleate and the tartrate, you can actually absorb it, and that's actually probably the best form.
So we take magnesium glycinate, so that's a salt that our body can absorb.
Exactly.
Right. So,
and that's a good way, that's an excellent source for the magnesium.
I have a question for you. I know that there are people who are listening to the show, pad and pen in hand, and they're like, okay, magnesium, magnesium's important for me. How do people determine how much to take?
Right. Usually a safe dose is 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams two or three times per day. You can titrate it to the effect.
What does that mean in lay talk?
What does titrate it to the effect mean?
Well, if you're feeling anxious, then you may take two, three, four times a day, and then you may be getting a little bit too tired and a little bit too relaxed.
Uh-huh.
So that may be too much of a dose for you. You know, you only may need it once or twice a day.
I was thinking about it when we were scripting the show today and what we'd be talking about with you. And we often talk at the top of the show about listening and true listening and really listening to what another person has to say. We realized as we were preparing for today that if you're looking at being healthy, and another form of listening that's important is listening to what your body tells you.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where the titration comes in. Some people need more, some people need less. The key thing is not to overdo it. I can tell you the best way that I've used magnesium is I'm a skier, and after I come off these slopes, my muscles are always aching, especially at the beginning of the season when I haven't prepared to use lower body muscles like the quadriceps. And I take something called D-ribose, which is a sugar, magnesium. With the D-ribose and the magnesium, it's phenomenal for relieving muscle tension and muscle pain. It's great when you're doing workouts, in the gym, you're doing your aerobic activity. A little bit of D-ribose and a little bit of magnesium, and a lot less muscle pain from that combination.
Is D-ribose something you can get at the health food store?
Oh, absolutely. It's a pentasaccharide, which means that it's a five-ring sugar. There is a preparation that comes with it called the Korvalin M, which is a D-ribose with magnesium already in it. And I use that in my patients that have for muscle cramps. I use that, again, for sore muscles, and it's a great over-the-counter preparation you can get at any health food store, either with the brand name Korvalin, or you could go into any health food store and ask for D-ribose. They would have that.
Excellent.
Yeah, very cool.
It is very cool.
Yes.
I know that we have a lot more herbs and supplements on the horizon with you. But I have to say my favorite vitamin.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Vitamin C. S-E-E.
As in C, as in with your eyes.
As in awareness.
Absolutely. Awareness to the way you're going about your life. Yeah, I agree. You know, if you're not listening with your eyes and with your ears, you know, even this talk, the majority of this would go over your head. But if you're actually listening to what we're talking about today, you know, you'll have the knowledge to go out and improve your life.
You know, I think about it, Larry. It's like when you and your lovely wife, Barbara, showed up in Costa Rica, you were healthy. Obviously, you came from your lives where, as you were saying, as a pulmonary critical care physician, you had stresses in your day. But what I noticed about you as you got more and more present is you practiced the herb of awareness, or vitamin C, as in seeing things without judging what you see. Everything about you became rosier. Your skin tone became rosier. Your shoulders became relaxed. It was just...
Your eyes became brighter, and you were more right there.
Absolutely.
Rather than back hiding, thinking about what was being said, you were actually there listening.
It was really great. Actually, I got younger.
You did get younger. One of these years, we're going to have to take before and after pictures, because people arrive normal and they leave younger and more vibrant.
I mean, I felt so good, you know, coming back from Costa Rica. It was amazing, and I still feel well, which means that there's a major carryover.
That's great.
And it's because, you know, what I tried to allude to at the beginning of the show is that, you know, I'm actually incorporating what I've learned into my everyday life, and it just goes a lot smoother.
Let's talk about incorporating into your everyday life your supplements, vitamins, herbs. It's one thing to go to the store and buy a whole load, and it's another thing to have a daily routine or regimen that takes care of you. But the challenge is we have to go to a break. So we'll be back shortly with Dr. Larry Emder, our favorite physician. And so why don't you all come on back, and don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
V
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Being Here. We're talking with Dr. Larry Emder about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal.
Welcome back, Dr. Larry.
Great to be back.
Excellent. So, what else? What's the next thing you want people to know about?
Well, everybody's concerned about diabetes and pre-diabetes, and there are a number of things we can have in our regular diet to lower our blood sugar and improve our blood profile, lowering both our cholesterol and lowering our blood sugars. And we already talked about one of them, which is magnesium. But another mineral that helps lower blood sugar is something called chromium, and chromium picolinate. And the nice thing about many of the things that I'm talking about is you really don't have to go out and buy a drug cabinet full of minerals and vitamins, because a lot of these are in our diet. But the key is, the foods that we choose to eat. For instance, to get our good sources of chromium, we would get that from eating ripe tomatoes, raw onions, or baker's yeast. And by having enough chromium in your body, enough magnesium, your insulin actually works better. The problem is we get into a habit of eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of over-the-counter foods. And if we get back to eating fresh fruits and vegetables, you're going to get the majority of the minerals, vitamins, and herbs that you need to stay healthy.
I just want to let all of our listeners know you can relax a bit about writing down what Dr. Larry has to say. He is going to put a list up, or has a list up, on his website, drlarryemder.com/beinghere. That's Dr. Larry, Larry, Emder, EMDUR.com/beinghere. He'll have the whole list. So you can just relax and listen. You don't have to keep taking notes. Okay, so we have...
Irene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's really great to be here with you guys.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I have a quick question about taking herbs and vitamins and all that. I've been taking herbs and some supplements for some time, for about 3 years, and I've been working with plants directly and an herbalist. And I just had a question on how, I guess, including everyone, about our relationship to taking these herbs and vitamins. You know what I mean? Like, I guess.
Not quite. What do you mean by our relationship?
I'm always really weary about popping pills, like popping vitamins, popping minerals, and I just had a question about how we can do it with a sense of like wholeness and healthiness in mind. And I speak for myself, because oftentimes I find myself saying, oh, my gosh, like I get really anxious and I say, oh, I have to take this in order to feel better. And it's not very effective necessarily. So I don't know if anyone could.
Personally, Ariel and I take quite a bit of supplements,
mm-hmm.
but we don't do it to feel better. Per se, we do it because we know that it's taking care of our well-being and we feel better with that, but it isn't that we feel bad and therefore we take it to not feel bad.
Actually, we got started with Dr. Larry, he on an earlier show, and you guys can go back through the archives and find one. He was talking about vitamin D, for instance, and it occurred to us that we were not taking even remotely what was
recommended.
And so our approach is very similar to how we are approaching our work. We're not doing it in particular to get better, but as a, in a certain respect, disciplined approach to taking care of our well-being. So we don't wait to get anxious before we remedy something.
I see. Yeah.
And Dr. Larry, do you have any input on what Irene's question?
The question is, you know, I do a test on my patients where it's a very sophisticated test where we take their blood, we spin it out, we grow in cell culture, and we can determine exactly what vitamins someone is missing and what they have to supplement with. And what I find with the majority of my patients is that they actually are in very good shape from a vitamin standpoint, and they may only be missing one or two vitamins that they have to supplement with. And I think the key here is that all these vitamins and minerals we can get in a healthy diet, which generally tends to be plant-based. And personally, you know, I've been eating more fresh fruits and vegetables because that's what's going to have your, you know, your B vitamins, it's going to have your antioxidants, and it's going to have a lot of these minerals that we're talking about. So the good news is, you know, I'm not advocating that you have to go to the health food store and start buying all these supplements. But if you stay away from processed foods, if you're eating, you know, fresh fruits and salads, your vegetables, washing them off to get all the organophosphates off, you're going to get in your diet the supplements so that you need to stay healthy.
That's a great question, Irene.
Yeah, it was a great question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Okay, and I think we have to go to a break now.
We're in good shape
We're
here.
We're in good shape.
You know, I like what you're saying about fresh fruits and vegetables, Larry, and I find that I've noticed something about myself. That when I have in the past gotten tired, I have a tendency to reach for something that is
processed,
something that gives me a quick boost, empty, that is not good for me, and it becomes a cycle where I get more tired. So I find that eating the fresh things is really, really beneficial. And when I start to reach for the bad things, quote, bad things, it's usually me telling me that I'm already overtired.
That's so true. And, you know, just staying with what works for you and getting your rest is all the key.
Yep.
You know, it was very cool. I mean, you and your lovely wife, Barbara, joined us in Costa Rica and for the workshops that the immersion course that we did there. And the food there, they had so much fresh salads that I was having, you know, I'd go back for seconds and thirds on the salad. And I thought I gained weight when I was there. And after coming home from being there, I discovered I lost a couple of pounds. So I was shocked by how much fresh vegetables and fruits you can eat without gaining weight.
Oh, absolutely. As you know, over the last year, I've lost about 20 pounds. And it's mostly from going to more, you know, fruits and salads as my main course, with a little bit of protein thrown in there. And, I mean, you know, you don't have to go on any, you know, crazy diets. It's just your, you know, the choices you make.
And I've found that it's been easy since we've come back from Costa Rica to stay with a diet, you know, not as in dieting, but as in consuming a lot more salads and fresh things. It's been really, really lovely. So what's your next supplement or
vitamin? When we were in Costa Rica, you know, everybody, well, not everybody, but they had cinnamon tea. And, you know, researching cinnamon, what I found is cinnamon is an excellent herb that lowers blood sugar by making your insulin work better and making yourself sensitized to the effects of insulin. And when I was telling Barbara, my wife, this, she says, well, you know, I add it every day to your coffee. And cinnamon, something that's, you know, sitting there right, you know, in your kitchen, you know, as a seasoning, is an excellent excellent herb to treat and prevent you from getting hyperglycemic or diabetic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So,
that's really neat. And all those people are drinking cinnamon just for, when we went out on our boat tour day, people made a trip to buy the cinnamon tea at the, we wiped out the
Resort.
And at the supermarket there, everybody bought all the cinnamon tea they had.
And, yeah, so cinnamon, it's in your kitchen. You know, I would use it every day. It's going to keep you healthier. It tastes good. I either, well, Barbara adds a small amount to our coffee, and I, of course, when I have my oatmeal in the morning, we sprinkle it on top, and it's a very healthy way to start your day.
Excellent.
That's a great one. What about acid reflux?
Acid reflux is obviously a problem where you either produce too much acid, or second problem is there's a muscle or sphincter at the lower part of your esophagus or feeding tube, and there's certain things that we may eat or drink or do during the day which makes that muscle weak, and it causes the acid to come into the esophagus. And those things are, you know, smoking, you know, caffeine, alcohol, could then all make the reflux worse.
Now you've given us the problem, but we have to wait for the cure because we have to take a break now. We're going to leave people wondering. We're going to be back shortly with Dr. Larry. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
We're talking with Dr. Larry. And before he gives us what can help those of you who have acid indigestion, acid reflux, I want to let you know that we will be back doing Monday Night Alive next Monday, March 8th. So if you're at all in the New York area, come visit us. Hopefully we get Philly Joe back. I think his classes in his Monday night classes will be done and we'll be seeing him. So come and join us. Step into your brilliance is the weekend we're doing next March 19th through 21st in New York. And then we're going to Hamburg. We're taking it on the road. Freedom to Breathe is April 15th, and Tell It Like It is the 16th to 18th. So you are invited. Okay. So we're back with you.
Dr. Larry.
Okay. I'm back, and I'm ready to go with GERD.
Okay, we're ready for GERD.
What is GERD?
The good news is there's a lot of, simple herbs that are probably on the shelf in your kitchen that have been used for thousands of years to treat indigestion. And probably the first one is a fresh ginger root, which, can be added as a garnish to your food and will decrease the acid production in your stomach. It soothes the stomach and an excellent herb for treating, inflammation associated with acid.
Great. My doctor here in New Jersey, since you're in San Diego and way too far away for us to visit on a regular basis, he gave me a very interesting natural cure. He said, Ariel, the moment you start feeling acid reflux, chew two black peppercorns. And I it seemed like opposite, but I have tried it, and it really, really works. I don't know if it gets the esophagus excited and so that it closes so that it doesn't, acid doesn't come up, but that's my cure. Have you heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. Black pepper is an aromatic herb that's been used for GERD, along with something called Indian long pepper, and they both are great for the symptoms of GERD.
GERD. What is GERD?
Acid reflux.
Yes, I know, but what is that?
Stand for?
Yeah.
GERD is gastroesophageal reflux, and what your parents used to call it was heartburn.
Okay.
Another term is the water brash, the sour taste you get in the back of your throat. It's pain that you get that sometimes you associated with pain in your heart, and the reason they call it heartburn is the nerve fibers for both the esophagus, stomach, and the heart go over the same telegraph wires per se, and so when you get heartburn, sometimes you think you're having a heart attack and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Should we take our next caller?
Why not? Anina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Parpan, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What's your question, Anina?
My question is if Larry can tell me something about vitamins and minerals in chronic pain.
Vitamins and minerals for chronic pain.
Oh, that's actually an excellent question. There's actually a book that I'm going to reference, and I'll put that on the website by a physician called Stephen Sinatra, who wrote a book called the Sinatra Solution. There's several remedies for something called fibromyalgia, which is a chronic pain syndrome. There's basically three or four things that I like to use. Two of them I've already mentioned. One of them is the D-ribose, which is this pentasaccharide. The second thing is magnesium. The two other things that I like to use for chronic pain is something called coenzyme Q10 and something called L-carnitine. These are different supplements and medical foods, which are actually what I call mitochondrial foods. A lot of times, patients with chronic pain, even the cramping in the legs, what we talk about, is a symptom of mitochondrial disease. The supplements I've used for treating fibromyalgia, since they are mitochondrial foods.
I missed the last one that you said, Larry. There was
Something called L-carnitine.
L-quantitine?
Carnitine, C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's like an amino acid, so it's L-carnitine?
Right.
I've seen it.
L-carnitine is an amino acid. Coenzyme Q10 is an enzyme. And D-ribose is a sugar. But all of these are nutrients that the mitochondria use to produce energy. And one theory of patients with chronic pain is at the cellular level, there's a defect in energy production. And this, again, this book called The Sinatra Solution by Dr. Stephen Sinatra goes in more detail about the rationale behind using these supplements.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you very much, Larry. That's very interesting.
Well, you know, speaking of chronic pain, there was a period of a couple of 3 years before now that I was in chronic pain. One of the things that we discovered was that I had heavy metal toxicities.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now that that's starting to be reduced because we've been taking steps to reduce it, the amount of pain Shai is experiencing is
drastically much less.
You know what?
Go ahead, Larry.
Some physicians feel that you should be detoxified. Everybody should be detoxified at least once a year for heavy metals. Because, you know, we get it in our food supply. You know, there's lead exposure in the environment. And the heavy metals interfere with all our enzymes in our body, and they do not work as well. And problems some people feel with, you know, digestion and sleep and muscle aches are related to, you know, heavy metal exposure.
Well, you know... You say that, and I was tested and found to have very high levels of lead and mercury and aluminum. And the interesting thing is, since we've been on this detoxification, since last summer, actually, last June, I think we started, my level of pain has severely come down, I mean, greatly reduced. But the other thing is we've been taking supplements like the ones you've been recommending, like the...
magnesium glycinate.
Yes. So those things also have, I'm sure, supported me in losing that pain.
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, the magnesium is a muscle relaxant. So a lot of times when you have pain, you get referred muscle spasm or myositis, and magnesium will help treat that.
That's great.
Any other question, or did that take care of it for you, Anina?
It took care of it, but I'd like to share something.
Please.
After That's Costa great. Rica, something about vitamin C, as in S-E-E.
Yes.
After Costa Rica, I really see things I've never seen. I mean, I do the same train journeys. I've done them for 25 years. And last Saturday, when I went to my parents' place, I saw so many things that I haven't just seen.
Yes.
New houses, which must have been there for ages. I saw them for the first time. It's so funny.
That's great. Yes. Yes, indeed. But, you know, before you came to Costa Rica, you were very preoccupied with your life. And so you weren't really wherever you were thinking while you were there.
Accurate.
And now things have gotten quieter inside, so you can actually see the things that are taking place around you.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of what Irene was asking in the first segment, where she was talking about how she gets anxious. When you discover how to be here, that anxiousness drops away, and your ability to come across supplements or things that will support you
gets enhanced, because you're there to find things that are going to support you rather than be lost in your worries.
And part of it is about this non-judgmental framework. So if you find yourself in an unhealthy or an unfit state,
that's the only way you could possibly be in this moment. And now, if you don't make yourself wrong for having gotten there, you can do things to get out of that unhealthy state that are supportive rather than working on yourself or beating on yourself for getting there in the first place.
Yes, vitamin C contains no vitamin J in there. There's no judgment.
No judgment. Very good.
Hey, thanks for calling in today, Anina. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for everything. Bye.
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 Question.
That was very neat. I enjoyed. I found that in Costa Rica myself. We'd walk down the path, and suddenly there'd be whole plants or flowers or trees that we hadn't seen before, because suddenly there was more of us there in the foreground rather than being preoccupied. Oh, my goodness.
The beauty of that transformation is, I think, that's one of the best upshots is you see things in yourself and around you, around your world that you just never, they were there, but you never saw. You looked, but you didn't see.
Right, and you can only see what you have eyes to see, because whatever the initial program that you have in there determines what you see until you start looking beyond what you know to discover what else is there.
And in discovering what else is there, we're going to have to wait till the next segment. We'll be coming back shortly with Dr. Larry. Y'all, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Today we're talking with Dr. Larry about vitamins, herbs, and supplements that heal. And we're hoping to see many of you next week at Monday Night Alive on the 8th. And if you're in the European community, as Anina is, and the next international conference call, the teleseminar, is on Tuesday, March 16th You can find out more about all of it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And also, just to reiterate, if you want the list of any of the things Dr. Larry's talking about today, or to find out more about Dr. Larry Emder, it's drlarryemder.com/beinghere. We'll have the list. Okay, Larry, we're back with you. What's next on your list
of herbs that he?
Oh, I think the next big category would be talking about antioxidants, which do a great deal to improve our health.
Okay, so how do antioxidants work?
Well, one theory of aging is our body is producing oxidation, which destroys enzymes in cells. And we have a natural defense mechanism in the body of antioxidants that inactivate them. But if those enzyme systems become overwhelmed, then you get the tissue breakdown and you advance the aging process. And there's several very strong antioxidants that you can take, which will hopefully prevent this aging process from accelerating.
And what would they be?
Well, one that's in the news, which I do like quite a bit, is something called resveratrol, which is found in red wine. And this seems to be the granddaddy of antioxidants, that it helps activate the other antioxidants by donating protons. And there's actually been several studies in mice showing that if you supplement the mice with the resveratrol, you actually improve the lifespan of the mice.
I have a question for you.
That supplement is actually available.
So I would get that as a supplement then, because I can't drink red wine. It makes me sick.
Right, that you can actually get as a supplement. They've you can go online. There's several sources for it, and there's some companies that have that are doing extensive research looking at this as a medication in higher doses. But the resveratrol in doses of about 100 to 160 milligrams a couple times a day is an excellent antioxidant to start with.
You know, Shia, you're already getting I can't even pronounce it. Thank you. In our multi, I love our multi, it's called BAM, Beyond Any Multi, and it has every single thing that you've talked about so far today, with the exception of the cinnamon.
And the ginger.
So the resveratrol is excellent. Another one is this coenzyme Q10 that I've been mentioning. There's a lot of people that are on the statin drugs, which mm-hmm. are lower cholesterol, and the statin drugs will actually reduce your coenzyme Q level in your body. And in fact, in Canada, when they market the lipid lowering agents, the simvastatin, they actually combine it with coenzyme Q10. So coenzyme Q10 is an excellent antioxidant to supplement with, and there's several great sources out there.
There's lots of people out here who have heart concerns or heart disease, and a lot of the people I know can't take statins. So if people are trying to or wanting to lower their cholesterol in a healthy way who can't tolerate statins, what do you suggest?
Well, there's actually several herbs which will lower cholesterol, and one of them is something called it's called fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, and this is an Indian Indian herb that comes in a seed, which has an extremely high fiber content. And it's used both to lower blood sugar and lower cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Called fenugreek, and it, you can get it at your Indian health food store. An excellent herb.
Great.
Another one which lower cholesterol is something called bitter melon, and a dose of 3 to 4 tablespoons per day. will help lower your blood glucose and your blood cholesterol.
I know our doctor, who's an Indian doctor, Ayurvedic and homeopathic, as well as a internist, gave Shia something called Arjuna, which is the bark from the Arjuna tree. Are you familiar with that?
That one I'm not familiar with.
Okay, just curious. You know what? We have another caller on the line. So before we continue with the other things that you have ready for us, let's see what question he has, shall we?
Sure. Joe, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Dr. Larry?
Hi, Larry. I have a question about foot cramps. And actually, this is on my wife Lenore's behalf, who's out of town. But it's something that's come up fairly frequently, and it's kind of painful for her. So I thought I would ask about that.
Well, leg cramps can be caused by an electrolyte deficiency, and if you're low in the potassium. It also dovetails in with what I was talking about before, it's a sign of a lack of a mitochondrial food. So the things that I've had great success with is using the D-ribose, the magnesium, and the L-carnitine. I start with one and add all three if necessary, and I've had great success with using that to treat the leg cramps.
Larry, what does mitochondrial mean?
Mitochondria, you know, if you look at the individual cell, there's a small organelle in the cell called the mitochondria. And the mitochondria is actually, you can think of the power plant of the cell. That's where the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate, which is the high energy bonds, chemicals that are produced. And if your mitochondrial arm isn't producing the energy, the cell will die. Examples of mitochondrial disease, leg cramps, chronic pain. There's actually a muscle wasting disease, which is a mitochondrial disease. And the foods that we've been talking about today are mitochondrial foods or supplements.
Now, I know Joe, and I know Shia, and I know you, and as men who are moving along in your life and you're starting to age, I know that
prostate... We've been aging all along, honey.
Yes, I know, but prostate health is not something you think about necessarily, generally in your 20s or 30s.
Right. And
what can you tell our listeners about supplements or things for prostate health?
Well, prostate health is obviously extremely important because a very common problem is enlargement of the prostate, which occurs while one ages. And then worse than that, of course, is prostate cancer. And an excellent herb, something called sal palmetto, which one can get over the counter, and it actually will help prevent the enlargement of the prostate. And it helps with urinary flow, and it's an excellent herb of that.
So if the prostate's already enlarged, does the sal palmetto address that, or is it something that's merely preventative?
No, in Europe, herbs are treated as a medication, and you need an actual prescription to get some of these herbs in Europe. So if you go to a European physician with this symptom, the first thing they would prescribe would be the sal palmetto. So it's not only for prevention, but it's also for treatment.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you, Ariel and Larry, because that was another question of mine. I really appreciate that.
I know you went for the safe one first.
You didn't thank me, though. I'm part of this conversation.
Yes, thank you too, Sean.
Okay, Sean. You're forgiven. How about fun, Larry? You think fun is a good thing to keep you healthy?
Oh, fun and laughter. That may be in front of everything that I've talked about today.
Yeah, fun laughter, you know, and a dose of sleep from time to time.
it was, as we talked about in previous shows, a little good laughter will lower your cortisol level and will lower your stress, and it's extremely healthy. It's a good laugh a day.
That's it. I'm going out and renting a comedy. Oh, I can't. Our video store closed.
I'll make you laugh, honey.
That's it. You do regularly. Excellent. Now, we only have a little over a minute to go on the show, Larry. Is there any other thing that you want to touch on that you feel you haven't hit yet?
Well, there's just one other favorite herb of mine is curcumin. And this is, again, an Indian herb, also known as turmeric. This herb has tremendous properties both as an anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer. It has a property in it called where it has apoptosis, which causes cell death, which is good if you have a cancer cell. So an herb which I believe everybody should be cooking with several times a week would be the turmeric or curcumin, which is in India for treating anything from rheumatism and arthritis as part of anti-cancer.
I'm really glad that you're making a list for people to go check out at drlarryemder.com/beinghere.
Because, you know, when you say it, I don't have the word in my vocabulary, so it's hard to remember, and I wouldn't know how to write it down and spell it right anyway. But look, Larry, thank you so much for joining us today. We really, really have learned a lot, and we appreciate your time and your expertise. And your friendship.
And I appreciate all the great questions. That was super.
Great. We'll be back next week. Why don't you all come on back?
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.